From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Nearly 2,000 people have been rescued from flooded or damaged homes in Texas in areas hit by Hurricane Ike, but officials say thousands more who ignored evacuation orders are likely stranded and waiting for help. People who were evacuated are being told it's too soon to try to get back to their homes. At least 13 deaths are being blamed on the storm. From member station KUT in Austin, Erica Aguilar reports.
A week-long curfew for Houston and Galveston is in place. Much of Galveston Island is still underwater and without power. Galveston City Manager Steve LeBlanc pleaded with evacuated residents trying to return.
We have about 2,000 that stayed that still want to leave, and we're making arrangements now to take them, with your help, to either Austin or San Antonio. So that ought to send you a strong message not to come back.
Nearly 400 people have been rescued by air. The western part of the island took the hardest hit. Governor Rick Perry vowed to rebuild Galveston. He said he hoped the federal government will help with the cost of debris removal, rebuilding, and recovering. President Bush will be in Texas Tuesday to tour the damage. For NPR News, I'm Erica Aguilar in Austin.
Efforts to work out a rescue plan for Lehman Brothers have been unsuccessful so far, and hopes for a buyout of the troubled investment bank are fading. Both of the possible buyers, Bank of America and Britain's Barclays Bank, have backed out, apparently because of the reluctance of federal regulators to provide financial support for such a deal. The most likely scenario is now said to be an orderly liquidation of the assets of Lehman Brothers, until recently Wall Street's fourth largest investment bank. U.S. and foreign banks are now reportedly working on a plan to protect the global financial system from Lehman's possible failure. GOP presidential nominee John McCain was campaigning in New Hampshire today. He spoke briefly to the crowd at a NASCAR race. NPR's Brian Naylor has more.
McCain and his wife Cindy met with drivers and car owners in advance of the race at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway, and he addressed the crowd just before drivers started their engines.
Thank you. It's great. Great to be back in the great state of New Hampshire for the first Chase for the Cup race here in the great state of New Hampshire.
It was the second day in a row that the state was host to one of the presidential candidates. Democrat Barack Obama addressed a rally Saturday in Manchester, evidence the two campaigns believe the state's four electoral votes are up for grabs. Meanwhile, the Obama campaign announced it raised $66 million in August, a record for a presidential candidate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Senator Hillary Clinton was campaigning for Obama in Ohio today. She told a crowd in Elyria, many of whom were wearing Hillary for President t-shirts, that if McCain were to win the election, the nation would have to endure four more years of the policies of the Bush administration. This is NPR News from Washington. Police in India have been carrying out raids in New Delhi today in the search for those responsible for a series of bomb explosions there yesterday. The death toll from the attacks has risen to 21. More than 100 others were injured. NPR's Philip Reeves has the story.
Police say they've detained several people. The bombs detonated within an hour of one another in market areas and a park in the early evening when the streets were particularly crowded. Detectives are investigating an email sent from the city of Mumbai to Indian news organizations just before the blasts. It purported to be from a group called the Indian Mujahideen. It claimed responsibility for the attacks and warned of more. The police face deep public skepticism about whether they'll ever find the bombers. They appear to have made little progress solving similar multiple bombings this year in the cities of Jaipur and Ahmedabad, which killed more than 100 people. Indians are getting frustrated and angered by these assaults. Relatives of victims of yesterday's attacks reportedly shouted slogans against the police, accusing them of failing to protect the capital. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.
A spokesman for Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai says a U.S. bombing strike that killed up to 90 Afghan civilians last month was based on false information provided by a rival tribe and did not kill a single Taliban fighter. The U.S. has claimed up to 35 Taliban militants were killed. The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, is calling the Taliban and other militants in Afghanistan an industrial-strength insurgency. Petraeus takes over on Tuesday as the head of U.S. Central Command, which oversees U.S. military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, as well as the rest of the Middle East and Central Asia. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.